Thank you, Ron, for giving me water. Thank you for all of your ministry, by the way. You all participate in some way, and I want to thank you for that. This morning, I'm doing a series in James, following along, and we're in James chapter 2. And James chapter 2 talks about faith. And, you know, when we think about faith, let me see. Who can I pick on here? Let me see. Tanya, can you come up here? How many of you know Tanya is her name, by the way. I don't know how many of you know her, but she and I talk almost every Sunday. And Tanya has said that she wants to become a member, and so we're going to be talking about that. But not today. You're a woman of faith, right? Okay. Show me your faith.
How do you do that?
Did you hear that?
I pray for everybody. I study
okay.
my Bible.
Okay. Did you hear what she said? When I said, show me your faith, she said, how do I do that? Okay. Thank you, Tanya. Well, but when we think about faith, we talk a lot about our faith, don't we?
Amen.
And, you know, and yet, how do you prove faith? You know, and as I was studying and preparing for the message this week, I said, you know what, I wonder how the secular world defines faith. And I found something very interesting. This is how they define it. A strong belief in God or in the doctrines of religion based on spiritual apprehension. I like this last line. Not. Rather than proof. What do you think about that? That's how the dictionary defines your faith. My faith. That's how they define it. It's a spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Do you have a problem with that? I have a problem with that. I hope you have a problem with that. Okay, because our faith is more than a spiritual apprehension. It's a reality that, as Caesar started to say, God gives us that faith. It's not some spiritual apprehension. It's a gift of God, Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 2. It's a gift. It's something that God has given us. And, you know, rather than proof, you know, what do you say to that? Rather than proof, how do you prove your faith? Well, you know what I would say to someone who wants to argue with me on this? Okay. Show me wind. Show me a piece of wind. Who else can I pick on? Come on. Show me a piece of wind. Show it to me. Yeah. Yeah. Caesar's got a lot of breath going on all the time there, you know. A lot of wind going on with Caesar, okay? Yeah. But you see, that doesn't prove wind at all. All that proves is he's got a lot of breath going on there, right? See, and here's what the dictionary defines wind as. Very interesting now. The same people that are defining faith, this is how they define wind. The precipital, I don't even know how to say that word, natural movement of the air, especially in the form of a current of air blowing from a particular direction. Boy, you talk about a bunch of mumbo jumbo, right? Do you see the word proof there? How can you prove wind? See? And what's interesting, this is a noun, right? They're defining faith as a noun. See? Defined wind as a noun. Come on. be fair. You want to define faith as a noun? Then, whoops, what did I do? Yep, there we go. Then define wind as a noun, but they don't. You know what a noun and a verb is, right? They don't. This is a verb. There's action. See, they're saying, okay, well, yeah, wind exists. You can see it. You know, it blows, right? You can see. Well, yeah, if it's a verb, but you can't see it if it's a noun. How do you prove it? You prove it through action, right? But oh, you don't see that as they define wind. Okay? And James says, so also, faith by itself does not, if it does not have works, it's dead. And, you know, I would say to you that faith by itself. Now, we don't want to get confused here because Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through what? Through faith. And this, meaning what? Our faith, is not of works, lest anybody boast about it, but it's by grace. It's a gift of God, see? And so how do you reconcile the two of those? Well, faith is a gift that God gives us. And it's something that, you know, when God gives it to us, you will respond. One of the things that I love about the Reformed faith, we're a Presbyterian church, and I'm proud of it. And I'm proud of our theology and the history of our theology. You talk about 200 years in this church, it goes back way longer than that. See? Yeah. Amen. I love babies, man. I say that every Sunday. By the way, Michael Lyle asked us how we were doing, and I said, we're doing well. The church is stable. And we've even got a lot of babies now that are crying out, and I love it, you know. So keep on bringing them babies. Amen. Music to my ears, right? But faith, okay, yes, it's a gift of God, and God gives it to us as a noun. But he also says that we need to exercise that faith. When I asked Tanya, show me your faith, she said, well, I pray, right? That's a way that we show our faith. If we didn't pray, we just said we had faith, and there was no evidence of our faith, then what good is it? James says it's dead. And so I would like to ask, with whoever we come in contact with, Joe was talking about in Sunday school this morning. He went to a men's breakfast, and they were saying, well, you're a Presbyterian. And I don't know, a number of other things. Well, you're not qualified to fill in for us. And Joe had something to say to him about that. And they came around, and I guess they came to an understanding that, yeah, maybe you can, right? Yeah. And he takes advantage. Joe took advantage. I know Bonnie does this. And I know many of you do this. Take advantage of the opportunities that God gives you to share your faith and to invite people to church. Because this is where you come and learn about your faith so that you can share it wherever you go. And if you don't, then you got deadbeat faith. Anybody want to be called a deadbeat in terms of your faith? I sure hope not. And then James says this, pretty ugly picture, isn't it? Demons. And you know, I hear this and it just really bugs me, I guess I'll say. Well, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe something. How many have ever heard that? Yeah, all of us. You want to believe? It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe in something? Well, Welcome to the demon club. It matters what you believe. Even the demons believe. They believe in God. It's more than a belief in God. They believe in God, and what's it say? This is scripture, people, right? And they shudder. It takes more than a belief in God. And I didn't say this. God said this. And so we need to ask ourselves, is our faith a noun or is it a verb? James chapter 2, 26. For just as a body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. Now, faith and works are inexorably, and what that word means, it's like crazy glue, okay? They're like this, see? You ever get crazy glue on your fingers? Some of you have. I have a number of times, and, you know, I'm there, right? And I think I'm going to take my fingerprint off if I pull my finger apart. That's what it feels like, right? That's what faith and works are like. It's like crazy glue. It's like this. You can't separate the two, see? And how many of you heard, well, so-and-so is going to heaven. Oh, by the way, you know, I'm on a bunch of pet peeves today, I guess. I don't know. But it really irritates me when I see on Facebook, and I'm only on Facebook for Marketplace pretty much, but I do see the posts and so forth. And, you know, everybody's going to heaven. You ever notice that? Yeah, you know, when they talk about their dad dying or mom dying or whatever it is, well, they're all in heaven. They're all in heaven. And, you know, and then you go to question that. And you know what I hear? Do you hear this? Well, they were a good person. They were a good person. They did this, and they did this, and they did this, and they did this. Yeah? Okay. But that's not how you get to heaven. Works by itself doesn't get you to heaven. Being a good person does not get you to heaven. It's faith that God gives you. And, you know, in the scriptures it says that he quickens us in Ephesians chapter 2. He quickens us and he makes us alive. And so when we are given this faith, all of a sudden, we know. I don't need proof for my faith to know that God has given it to me. And oh, by the way, there's a lot of proof of faith. Read Josh McDowell's book, Evidence Demands a Verdict. One of the things that I had to take in seminary was apologetics, and that's what it is. Apologetics seeks to say, okay, you want proof, people? Here you go. What are you going to do with Jesus? He lived historically. What are you going to do with the empty tomb? What are you going to do with this and that? It's proof. And yet the world would say, we don't have proof. Oh, really? And they're all about works. Well, good people get to heaven. Well, I'll tell you, the only people that are getting to heaven are people that are forgiven, because there's not a one of us that is good enough to get to heaven. None of us. And that's why Jesus died, because he is God incarnate. He is the perfect sacrifice. And that's why there's only one way to heaven, and it's through Jesus Christ. Despite what the other religions out there say. You know, they put Jesus in a category with a lot of other prophets or good people. Well, that's not what the scripture teaches. Well, we talked in Sunday school this morning. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's no other way. See? Faith and works are inexorably bound together. And we serve and live in Jesus Christ. James says he's a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And are we servants of the Lord Jesus Christ? I sure hope we are. And here we'll show whether we are or not, whether we live what we believe. Because we will live what we believe. You know, when I was a counselor for decades, right, what I would always look at is, what's their belief system? Everybody, you all have a belief system, you know that? We all have a belief system that determines. And why did I do that? Because we have a belief system that will determine what we do. If I believe something, then I'm going to be doing that. See, if I don't believe that, then I'm not going to be doing that. See, we all have a belief system. And our belief, we will live what we believe. And do you believe the Bible? Do you believe that the only way to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ? If you do, then you will be proclaiming that. And inviting people to church, right? And to share, this is what Jesus has done for me. And then he goes on to say that Abraham, and you know, listening to the prayer request today, Bruce said there's a lot of them, and there was. There was a lot of prayer requests today. And you know, I bear your burdens with you. And we need to be bearing one another's burdens with each other. And you know, when we do, right, it's testing our faith. And Bonnie, God is testing your faith, isn't he? And Joe, he's testing your faith. And Ella, he's testing your faith. See? Kathy, he's testing your faith. And I could go on and on. Kathy, you're testing your faith based on some things that we've talked about, right? I mean, right? He's testing our faith. See? It's not good enough to say that I believe. God's going to say, you know what? You believe? All right, here you go. See? And this testing brings us into a deeper, stronger faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm reminded of an Amish girl that was raped and murdered several years ago. Brutally murdered. Maybe some of you remember. And the Amish community gathered together, and when they found out who was responsible, the news media swarmed on this person and the Amish community and says, basically, they said, what do you have to say? And they said, we forgive him. That's what faith is all about. See? And that's the works. It's not about being a good person. It's about, are you going to live what you believe? That's the works that James is talking about here. Yeah, if somebody's hungry, feed them, clothe them, do whatever. But we need to be showing the works of our faith by sharing, by forgiving, loving, bringing people to church, right? Faith cannot be separated from works or action. Therein lies, here you go, you want proof? There it is. Faith cannot be separated from works or action. Therein lies the proof or evidence of our faith. Jesus did the work. Our work is to follow in his footsteps by sharing with everyone what Jesus did for us and for them. That's the works that James wants us to be showing. And are we showing that? Now, I told you about Facebook, and I see your various posts on Facebook, and many of them are I just absolutely love what you share. Kathy, you shared this on Facebook, April 6th, I believe it was. And I said to, I responded to Kathy's post here, and I said, that's right, exclamation point. Because Kathy, I don't know where you got this from, but you hit it right on the head. Here it is. You are not obligated to believe anything, right? No one's obligated to believe anything. But if you're a Christian, I am obligated to tell you the truth. And here's the truth. A day will come, and the scripture says this. Do we all believe that? I believe that. That's why it's up here. See? I'm obligated. You are obligated. If you're a Christian, you are obligated to share your faith because there is a day coming that even the worst murderer, the worst sex offender, whatever it is, that person is going to fall to their knees and confess that Jesus is Lord. What a wonderful day that's going to be. And you know what? We got a head start. Right? And are we sharing that? We're in the midst of rewriting the bylaws, policy, getting the church ready for the next level. And we're talking about mission. What is our mission? What is our vision? Do you know what our mission is? Do you know what your vision is? As your session members can tell you that our mission is this right here. This is our vision. It's the Great Commission. Jesus came and he said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth, by the way, has been given to him. Go, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. This is the mission of Franklin Hill Presbyterian Church. This is our mission. This is our vision. It's not about just gathering together because we all know each other and we all, you know, like to greet each other on Sunday. That's nice. That's great. But here's what it's about right here. This is why we exist. Amen?
Amen.
Boy, I sure hope there's an amen here, right? Because this is your future right here. This is your future. And whoever follows me, session members, you better make sure, right, that this is the vision, that this is what they're all about. They're all about reaching not only people here on the Hill, but people throughout Susquehanna County and even New York State, right? That's not very far away. See? And when we're doing this, we will grow. You will grow. Because Jesus is all about making disciples. Well, I get really excited when I talk about Jesus. And I hope you get excited about talking about Jesus too. And I hope that on Facebook or wherever you go, you know, Kathy knows. You know, wherever I go, we talked about this in Sunday school. But where do you go to church? Eh? Or where do you pastor? Whatever. I say Franklin Hill Church. And they say, well, you know, Well, it's near Milk. Well, I don't really know where Milk Can Corner is. Well, do you know Kathy Parks? Oh, yeah, I know Kathy Parks. You know? Well, Kathy Parks goes to our church. Oh, okay, now I know. You see, you have a testimony. And we all have, and I'm picking on Kathy here, but we all have a testimony, right? They will know us by our faith, by our sharing. And Kathy's not afraid to put posts like this on Facebook. Are you? Are you? Or are you quiet about your faith? Well, you got Jesus to contend with because it's a command. It's an imperative. He says, go. Go. Do it. Right? Let's close in prayer, shall we? Father, I pray that we would continue to be a church that proclaims the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever we go, wherever, whatever contacts we have, we thank you for those that have shared, even today, how they have shared their faith. We thank you for